Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Coming up at 9:45, we'll do Caps Trivia Reloaded. One and done. If you get the trivia question correct, you'll be going to the Caps game tomorrow night, Game 3 at Capital One Arena. So that's coming up at 9:45. And we're going to test you. We're actually going to make it semi-difficult because you got to earn these. You got to earn these. These are playoff tickets. Or maybe we'll dumb them down because people don't know anything.
Out of the 8 questions which I gave, only 2 were answered correctly.
Correct. So we'll do that.
And I had 50-50 balls in there on Canadian or American.
So that's coming up later this hour. But it is now time for, it's a rite of passage. It happens every single year. It is time for the 2024 Junkies NFL Mock Draft. Draft is officially opened. We do this every single year. You know how this works.
And we're doing 16 picks.
We're doing 16 picks because obviously we're doing the Commanders pick at number 2. And now we have a theoretical trade back into the first round at number 16. EB will make both Commanders picks.
Right.
He will pick at 2 and he will pick at 16. And we have various station luminaries from 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 making the rest of the picks. Yes.
Also, my daughter will be making a pick, Isabella, because
correct.
It is Bring Your Kid to Work Day, and she wants her ADs. She wants
Understood.
To be on TV.
Yep, even the youngsters want those ADs.
You're telling her what to pick. She's voicing it.
No,
she hasn't studied the draft board that closely.
Right.
So we will see.
All right, so without further ado, let's go out to who holds the number one overall pick. That's the Chicago Bears. And picking for the Chicago Bears is 1, J.P. Finley.
Fins, are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right.
All right. Relax, everybody. JP, what's up, buddy?
What's up, fellas? I'm honored to go first overall. This is fun.
Yeah.
Last year, JP Finley had Houston, and with the second pick, he took C.J. Stroud.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
And then he took Tyree Wilson with the 12th pick. So remember, Houston had 2 picks in the first round.
And he had 2 picks. All right.
Nice. All right. I'm sure you've been laboring over this. I don't know. You and I had a discussion yesterday, JP, about who we'd take one overall. This would be interesting. Now, this is who JP would take or who he thinks the Bears are going to take.
This is your pick. Like, this is the guy you want.
All right, you're the
not GM. You're not trying to predict what the team's going to do.
Right.
Okay, yes. And Bickle, we did have a good conversation. And frankly, I think there is a real discussion about who should go number one, whether it's Jaden Daniels or it's Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when people talk about Jaden versus Drake and they talk about Drake being younger and the potential being higher, I put Caleb in that same vein. Mm-hmm. I think we've only seen Caleb Williams kind of scratch the surface. I think there are very few college prospects that are better at keeping their eyes downfield as a play breaks down than Caleb Williams. I think he has an absolutely electric arm. He can make all the throws. I think Caleb Williams in the evolution of quarterbacking as put forward by Patrick Mahomes is an electric playmaker, and the pick is in.
Here we go.
All right.
With the first overall pick in the 2024 Junkies Mock Draft, taking Caleb Williams, Chicago Bears.
There it is. Not a lot of drama there. All right. GM JP Finley.
Nice job, JP.
You stick around because you're also picking for the Bears at number 9. You have to see how the draft board plays out.
Yep.
Got to watch it fall. Thank you, fellas.
All right. We'll get back to you shortly. All right. So now the Commanders are on the clock. Eric Bickle, acting GM. He went and shoved Adam Peters straight out of his office, and he's making the pick.
I was hoping Finley was going to take Jaden.
I swear to God, man. I told JP, man, if I was the Bears, I'd take Jaden 1-1, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I literally just looked up Pro Football Focus's overall board. Do you know where they have Jaden Daniels
focus
in their overall board?
No idea.
21!
No.
Behind.
They have him 21.
Might be reaching.
Behind this is, what quarterback?
By the way, this is why I wouldn't be a good GM. This would cause me panic right before I wrote the name down on the card.
This is what I told Grant and Danny yesterday. You're the typical fantasy football owner that has a plan, and then the last second you scramble.
And then you make
a different pick.
Yes.
And then 2 minutes later you go, I always hate my draft.
How
you don't stick to your board.
Just
he's getting
away.
Swayed.
Right, well,
by
just,
how does PFF have Jaden Daniels is a here. This is what they say about Jaden Daniels, real quick, before he takes Jaden Daniels. All right, this is what they say: Daniels' rushing ability and fundamentals give him a high floor as a player who could put a ton of stress on a defense. His arm talent is good enough to give him a decently high ceiling and make
him
a worthy first round pick.
Who's number 20 on their board?
They have Amarius Mims ahead of him.
That's the tackle.
They have Jared Verse ahead of him. J.C. Latham ahead of him.
Bunch of tackles.
The Penn State tackle. They have everybody ahead of them.
What quarterbacks do they have ahead of them?
They have
obviously Caleb.
Drake May ahead of them, and they have Caleb ahead of them.
That's it? Okay. So they got – well, I mean, just by comparison, CBS Sports has Daniel 6 overall. Now, behind May, who's 5, but – yeah, it's just
all right, but I've been doing my research. I think he's the most exciting player in the draft.
All right.
I'm going to kind of hold my nose while I do it, but I'm going to take the guy that won the Heisman Trophy in 2023, the Walter Camp Award, the AP College Football Player Award, the Davey O'Brien Award, the Manning Award, the Johnny Unitas Award, the SN Player of the Year Award, whatever that is, Consensus All-American, the SEC Offensive Player of the Year. The Washington Commanders are drafting Jaden Daniels.
The pick is in.
The pick is officially in. So we're back-to-back quarterbacks.
So with the second pick in the 2024 Junkies NFL Mock Draft, the Commanders select Jaden Daniels.
Last year, Eric took Darnell Wright, tackle.
Mm. Yeah, I think he was gone before.
I think he went like 10th to the Bears or something.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. All right, so now on the clock, the New England Patriots, JP / Isabella making the pick for the New England Patriots.
All right, so we talked about this last night. There are a lot of teams that want to move into the three hole, want to trade up, looking at guys like J.J. McCarthy and Drake May, but we're not interested. We need to replace Tom Brady. Mac Jones didn't work out, so the pick is in.
Damn.
We are going to take Drake May.
Drake May?
Drake May is the pick. So three straight quarterbacks.
Wow, three QBs.
Nice job,
Junkies,
Isabella.
2024.
Nice job, sweetie.
Good job.
NFL draft.
JP,
nicely done.
JP took last year Dalton Kincaid with the 14th pick. Mm,
I liked him as a rookie. He's going to have a bigger role this year with no Stephon Diggs there in Buffalo. All right, so three straight quarterbacks off the board. Let's now go out to the desert where Kevin Sheehan is presiding over the Arizona Cardinals' number 4 pick.
Hey, Kev.
It's early out here, boys. Getting ready to get teed up in a little bit.
Nice.
What's going on?
What's up,
Kevin?
What's up, bro?
Who'd I pick last year?
Valdez.
You took Christian Gonzalez.
All right. He was good.
With the Lions.
Yeah, hurt.
Probably who I think it was a 6th pick.
The Commanders should have picked.
Yeah.
They botched it.
Curious, Sheehan, would you be happy with the Jaden Daniels pick, or are you a Drake May guy?
No, he's a Jaden guy.
He's a Daniels guy.
Yeah, I'm a Jaden guy.
Yep.
The PFF number is a little bit frightening, but I think our lads had him as the number one in their draft. On their draft board, he was the number one overall player ahead of Caleb.
Yep.
Right.
So all right.
You can find what you want to find.
Exactly.
I wasn't looking for that.
Eye of the beholder. Right?
Eye of the beholder. I've been saying it for
slapped you in the face.
Yeah, slapped me in the face. It made me puke. All right. Who's Kevin picking for now?
He's picking for the Cardinals.
Okay.
All right,
this could be your boy. Should be.
So, I mean, does anybody really believe in Kyler Murray? I guess they do. So I'm picking on behalf of them. They probably will trade out of this spot, but I'm not allowed to do that, right?
Nope, correct. No trades here.
All right, the selection is Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver, Ohio State. But to me, guys, it's close between him and Odunze from Washington. But I'll go Marvin Harrison Jr. I'll go the Bloodlines. They need a receiver. They really don't have any receivers on that team. Mm-hmm. And that's the pick for the Cardinals, who were awful last year and the year before.
All right. Thanks, GM Kevin
nice
Sheehan.
Job,
we
Kev.
Appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you, buddy.
So that breaks a streak of quarterbacks. Marvin Harrison Jr., the first non-QB off the board. All right.
And this is gone mostly by its conventional wisdom, right?
Yeah,
so far,
pretty much according to a lot of the mocks, this is the way a lot of them have unfolded.
Maybe it'll flip a little bit now with AWOD.
AWOD right. Picking for your Los Angeles Chargers.
Adam.
Good morning, boys. Chargers feeling really good about this draft here. A lot of prospects that we really like, and we feel great about bringing in Coach Harbaugh. And that's why Coach Harbaugh developed J.J. McCarthy. And so we feel really confident that J.J. McCarthy will be a great starting quarterback in the NFL. And so the pick is in. The L.A. Chargers select, with the fifth overall pick in the 2024 NFL Junkies Mock Draft, quarterback J.J. McCarthy.
What? Wow, that was a wild card.
That's a dummy. That's a dummy.
You're so they're going to trade Justin Herbert?
Yeah, where are they trading Herbert?
We're taking calls. Justin Herbert is available.
All right, so that's the
media quarterback. Don't need him. Goodbye. Harbaugh era begins now.
Hey, are you a Jaden or a Drake guy for the number two pick?
I'm a Jaden guy, but I'm a Caleb Williams guy. He will become a Pro Bowler.
I bet you're
and we're
Caleb
gonna
Williams
we
guy.
Trade up for him.
Right, right.
All right, thank you, General Manager AWOD, for the Chargers. The first real wrinkle, J.J.
You just ruined the mock.
The only thing is, he may go number five if the Chargers trade out of it.
Right, right.
Some people believe the Chargers are going to trade down to acquire more picks as they rebuild the
I'm
team.
I'm not
with
saying
Harbaugh.
Minnesota couldn't jump up or, you know, the Giants. I don't know.
Last time he did this, we laughed at him and called him an idiot for taking John Ross at number nine.
Right.
And the Bengals did it.
Mm-hmm. Jeez. What
do you think the chances are that Harbaugh would do that?
Very slim. But there was a rumor like 2 months ago, a month or two ago, that they would do
it. Yeah, but if he did it, he'd have to move Herbert first, right? Could he move Herbert after he did it?
Got less leverage.
You're not going to trade Herbert before you know he's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, ain't happening.
All right, so J.J. McCarthy off the board. Now we're to pick number six, held by the New York Giants. Picking for the Giants, one, Grant Paulson.
Grant, how are you, buddy?
GP.
I'm just finishing a tweet here. My sources are telling me AWOD and his entire staff just got blown out.
Yeah, they just got fired.
Hey, GP, did you happen to hear EB's logic before the Jaden Daniels? Like I told you yesterday when I was on with you.
I called it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, listen, I took him, but I didn't think I'd see PFF have him ranked 21 overall on their big board.
EB, yesterday he was on with us and he goes, if it's at one, his order is this. If it's at two, his order changes.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if Grant should be throwing shade at AWOD, because in last year's draft, he traded up from 14 to 11 for the Pats to take Will Levis.
Oh.
He was a Will Levis
guy.
That's
a big trade-up, too. That's draft capital you're parting with.
Wow. Didn't realize that.
Somebody tweeted he was a Zach Wilson guy a few years ago. Is that true?
That's the biggest blemish in my quarterback game. I'll never live it down. I feel like I've got a pretty good batting average. And by the way, the Patriots would be in a lot better shape if they did that last year. Having said that, that's the one that I'll never, like, I always look at and cringe. I was a huge Zach Wilson guy. Huge.
Yeah.
It's all good. I liked Ryan Leaf over Peyton Manning back in the day.
I tried to tell him.
You
he wouldn't
recover.
Listen to me.
You can recover.
I will say, almost worked out, JT. Almost.
I will say, Grant, you convinced me to be a May guy now.
Teamed up for that. I like that.
Do you have
no matter what they do, guys, I'm not going to be upset, but I've just got more concerns with Jaden than the other guys.
Are you getting any intel at all from the Skins? Not from, you know, your buddies that are on the other teams, but from the Skins?
No, and I mean this. I mean, this is Like, even the guys over there, they're nice. They're responding. I was texting with guys last night and talking about being excited. They're giving absolutely nothing in a way 20-plus years I've never experienced. It's
perfect.
Crazy. But I don't hate it. I mean,
it
I love
be.
It.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So they were more revealing in the last few years about top picks?
Well, in the last few years, you could ask, you know, whatever you wanted and get an answer within a couple minutes.
I mean, Jay told everybody the owner's going to pick Haskins a month before.
Yeah, what about Ron? I can't remember what Ron was saying.
Ron was, you know, for all of his issues that he had, he's a really good guy, really responsive to the media, and was good to the media. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not necessarily going to give you the, you know, he's not telling you it's Emmanuel Forbes the night before the draft, but they give you a lot of intel and kind of tell you what they were thinking. It's clear to me, Peters, Newmark Company, they're comfortable in their own skin. They don't need anybody seeing it the way they see it. They're just rolling the way they want to.
All right, Jeeps, who are you looking at for the Commanders' in-division rival, the New York Giants?
Yeah, the pick is in here, boys.
The pick is in.
I actually get to drop one of my hottest draft takes by making my selection, and that is that LSU wide receiver Malik Nabers will have a better career than Marvin Harrison, who's going to be outstanding as well. I think Nabers is going to be a top 10 wide receiver. The Giants get their best weapon post Odell Beckham Jr. in his prime. They get Malik Nabers, who continues the Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, LSU wide receiver, becoming an elite player trade at the top of the board.
Curious, GP, had AWOD not selected J.J. McCarthy, what would you have done?
Still go Nabers. They need a weapon. You're paying Jones. They can get out of that next year, but I think the quarterback stuff with them has mostly been smoke. This is such a special receiver class. If they don't come away with Nabers or Adunze, I think they'll be kicking themselves.
All right, Jeeps, thank you for the pick. Malik Nabers off the board. It's been all offense so far through six picks.
It's the way you like it.
Will Valdez, who is representing the Tennessee Titans, will he shake it up and take a defensive player with the number 7 pick?
Last year, I took Devin Witherspoon with the Falcons' number 8 pick.
Okay.
I think that was a hit.
He was a stud for Seattle.
We have a lot of needs.
Yep.
We really do. We're in a division where it's an arms race. I feel like Houston got a lot better this offseason. Mm-hmm. We have to contend with the Jaguars. We got a lot to build on.
The Colts are decent,
too. Colts. We have a new head coach. We need a spark. We need something. We need offense. We need defense. We need a lot. So we're going to make a splash. And nothing gets it done like battling in the trenches. And that's why the pick is in.
Gross.
We're taking the best tackle on the board, Joe Alt.
Yuck.
That's a sexy pick right there.
I mean, you got me steamed up. I thought you were gonna zag. You pick it like a wide out too high. You pick an offensive lineman. I mean, solid pick, but no sizzle.
Games are won in the trenches, boys.
All right, so Joe Alt goes off the board. Yep. The first non-skill player. All right, that leads us to the number 8 pick, the Atlanta Falcons. GM drab t-shirt with the pick.
I really think the Falcons are the most boring team in this draft here in the top 16 because not a lot of excitement for this pick from anybody.
Right.
Here, the Falcons have edge rush, defensive line, cornerback needs, dead last in pass rush win rate last year. But my co-GM was on record saying recently, when we talk about best player available, it's best player available for us. The key is not reaching for needs. Today's surplus is tomorrow's necessity.
Who is this co-GM you're speaking of?
The real GM of the Falcons recently said that.
Okay.
What's a surplus?
Surplus.
Surplus.
It's when you have extra.
Surplus.
You said surplus.
Well, he wasn't.
Sounded like circus.
That's because that's how they say it in Spain.
I mean, he's a football scout. Right. He's not a Mensa. Okay? He's not a Rhodes scholar. Right.
I'm trying to throw him off his game.
He loves to do that. Valdez's favorite bit is to do that one. The attention's on me. God forbid Valdez does have attention for 2 seconds on this.
Is that what it is?
All right. The pick is in.
All right. Number 8.
At number 8, we're going to keep the ball rolling on offense. We're going to take the best wide receiver in the draft, Rome Odunze, wide receiver from Washington to the Falcons. We're loading up for Kirk. We're going to be wearing chains all over Atlanta.
Take somebody
GM
from
draft
Washington.
T-shirt, only scouts, Pac-12 or teams that used to be in the Pac-12 team. So not a shocking pick there for the Falcons at number 8. We've got to take a break. When we come back, the Bears are officially back on the clock.
Finley.
J.P. Finley took Caleb Williams at number 1. Who will he take at number 9? And we will have picks 9 through 16 when we return. Remember,
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You can hear every Commander's pick in the actual 2024 NFL Draft exclusively on Team 980. We are in the middle of the Junkies' annual mock draft. It's been all offense so far. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, three quarterbacks off the board. Kevin Sheehan took Marvin Harrison Jr. at 4 for the Cardinals. J.J. McCarthy goes 5 in a curveball to the Chargers. Malik Nabers lands in New York. Joe Alt, first offensive lineman selected, and then Rome Odunze goes to the Falcons. Right now, we go back to the Bears. They are on the clock. Picking again for the Bears, GM J.P. Finley.
Oh, sorry. Looking at my receivers.
You guys have me doing a lot of stuff here.
Oh, sorry,
JP.
Bro.
He's always taken by surprise.
Is just is a bridge too far.
Finley.
Bishop, I'm saving you a seat. Should I save the rest of you guys a seat at D-City Smokehouse where I'm doing this remote?
Ooh, I mean, that sounds like...
Yeah, he's saving me a seat.
All right.
You guys, are there three more?
Is that in Ashburn?
No.
I have no idea.
Florida Avenue. I figured Bishop would be right up.
Yeah, he'll be right there.
Florida Avenue. That's a very safe area, too.
That's your draft headquarters.
All right. You know what? I'll text you if I'm on my way.
I'll wait for it.
All right.
So I really liked Rome Odunze. I don't know if you guys saw that Caleb Williams and he were on the same flight from L.A. to Detroit and were like, taking pictures together and playing catch on the plane or something. That was probably the direction I was going to go and just really stack that receiver core for my young quarterback. But with Odunze off the board, I'm thinking about an old high school connection. We're gonna keep this thing very DMV centric. The pick is in.
Bidadoo, bee, bee. All right.
With the ninth pick in the 2024 Junkies mock draft, the Chicago Bears select offensive tackle out of Penn State, Olufoshanu, Gonzaga product, Caleb Williams' high school teammate.
All right, there you
I
go.
Like that.
That's right.
Protector
went to Gonzaga.
Caleb Williams, you got snaked by drab t-shirt with a Rome Odunze pick. So now you have somebody helping block for your prize number one pick, Caleb Williams. Like it. All right, now on the clock.
Thank you, JP. Appreciate it, buddy.
We go to the AFC East, representing the New York Jets, Jets, GM D-Day, Denton Day.
And mic's not working. There we go.
I just had a long conversation with my assistant general manager, Aaron Rodgers. He said, Denton, you get me a pass catcher or I'm going back on Pat McAfee this season. We said, you ain't getting in front of a live microphone. So with that said, the pick is in. We are going with Brock Bowers out of the University of Georgia. Got ourselves a new tight end.
Very good. So another weapon for Aaron Rodgers there in the Big Apple. Brock Bowers is off.
I was hoping he was going to slide.
Are we 10 picks in without one defensive player?
That is correct.
And I'm going to say 11 picks because Cakes is up next.
Well, GM Johnny Cakes is at the helm. And look, all I've done so far is I've just done this. I've leaned back in my chair. I've watched everything unfold. I watched J.J. McCarthy get overdrafted at number five by the Chargers. And my guy just fell into my lap. I didn't have to part with any sort of draft capital whatsoever to get my guy. And the pick is in. With the 11th pick in the Junkies 2024 NFL mock draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Michael Penix Jr. We have our quarterback of the future in Minnesota because, I mean, right now we have Sam Darnold. And that is untenable. Penix, the face of the Vikings going forward. And he fell into my lap at number 11. Next, the Denver Broncos.
What number are we up to?
We are at number 12.
All right.
And representing the Broncos is one Funny Danny from Grant and Danny.
There he is. Hey, Danny.
Boys, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Danny.
Thank you for taking time away from your pickleball schedule to make the selection today. We appreciate that, Danny.
I mean, to be frank, I'm a little annoyed, but I'll get over it. I'm fine. I'm on my way to the courts right now.
Are you still rocking the paddle I gave you?
100%, dude. It's a silly paddle. Although they have come out, the Eulers have come out with the next gen, so I'm probably in the market there. But the Perseus you gave me is outstanding. It's playing very well. Good grip, good spin, decent enough power. My blocks sometimes fall a little bit short, boys. But for the most part, my net game is dramatically improved, and the third shot drop is very choice.
Tells me that he's spending way too much time pickling and not enough draft board studying.
Well, here's the deal, boys. I'm the Denver Broncos. I hate my roster. We went 8-9 last year with one of the least exciting rosters in the history of the sport. Currently, my quarterback room is the mom hunter, Zach Wilson, Jarrett Stidham, and like one of Jason Bishop's buddies' kids or something. No, wrong. It's terrible. I hate it. Everything that you're doing is a waste of time until you have a quarterback. The guy I wanted just went. That said, the pick is in.
Ooh.
Now, we will be advocating for a trade for the Denver Broncos to ensure we get one of these guys that is already taken. This isn't what we want to do, but it's what we have to do. Please welcome the biggest overdraft in the history of overdrafts. The Denver Broncos select Bo Nix, 17-year college quarterback out of most recently Oregon.
And we're getting reports that Funny Danny took all of his prospects to a big pickleball complex and had them dinking against each other left and right.
And he handled himself well. He was the leader. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Right.
The alpha.
Yeah, he was the alpha of the picklers.
If there is such a thing.
Gotcha. All right, excellent work, Danny. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Danny.
Love you, boys.
All right, love you, man.
Six next quarterbacks selected in 12 picks.
Still no defensive players off the board.
Love
through it. Through 12 picks. This is my NFL. Yeah. On the clock now, we stay with the AFC West. The Las Vegas Raiders, Mike Marr, not Mike Maz, Mike Marr making the pick.
Now, obviously, the Raiders need a quarterback, but Spencer Rattler is not the guy. He's the only quarterback that is available that's worth mentioning. So, with that being said, you got to go with the best player available in the draft. I'm going to pair up Max Crosby with one Dallas Turner, edge rusher out of Alabama. He was co-defensive player of the year for the SEC, all first-team SEC. Raiders going to have a stacked lineup on the defensive side. They're going to have to rock with Gardner Minshew and then just try to, you know, pick someone up in free agency next year.
There it is, the 13th pick off the board. The first defensive player, Dallas Turner, edge rusher out of Alabama. Next up, the Saints are on the clock. Jason Bishop representing the Big Easy.
Who dat? Bish Loomis is your new GM.
Okay. Bish Loomis, I like it.
Mickey's younger brother. All right, look, the Saints, they obviously struggled in a bunch of different offensive categories. They got Derek Carr. All right, Derek Carr signed an extension, and so he's locked up through 26. They also had one of the worst running games in the NFL. In fact, they were 29th in the league in yards per attempt. They were also the only team in the NFL that didn't have a 20 or more yard rusher in any play, in any game in the NFL. All right, so the running game sucked, and that's because their offensive line sucked. But you know what? Offensive linemen are boring. I'm not going to select that. I like weapons for Derek Carr because I don't love their receivers besides Olave. The pick is in. With the 14th pick in the 2024 Junkies NFL Mock Draft. Bish Loomis selects Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU.
Ah, local product there. Look at that.
What's Thomas's deal? Where do he go? Yeah,
he's an LSU guy.
Yep.
He's running
the same local product for New Orleans. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
All right, so another offensive player off the board.
Defensive player.
Dallas Turner.
He was the first.
All right, on the clock currently, the Indianapolis Colts making the pick for them. GM, the Rooster, Chris Russell, who's probably smacking his forehead because no running back has been taken yet, and he's very upset by that.
Maybe he'll take my guy Dylan Lauby.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, Rooster.
I love me some running backs. I am not taking Dylan Lauby in the first round. Sorry to disappoint
you and Joe and the boys. That would get you fired.
I know Big Joe and whatever and the ritzy titsy country club is going to be upset at me, but I'm not doing that. Sorry. love you guys, but I'm not doing that. All right, so the pick is in, of course, with the number 15 overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
The Indianapolis Colts will take Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo, a cornerback who is maybe the best cornerback in the draft.
Very good. So the first defensive secondary player gone, Quinyon Mitchell. I think he ran a blazing time at the combine.
Hey, Rooster.
You got to be really good to face all those MAC conference quarterbacks.
Rooster, last chance to state your case. EB took Jaden Daniels at number two, but he almost got spooked out of it at the last second because he looked at a PFF grade. You've been a Drake May guy, right?
Drake May slightly over Jaden Daniels, correct, yes.
And why?
I think he's got obviously much more upside, a bigger frame, better arm, better zip on his ball. I think he can be just as athletic by design, as Jaden Daniels. Not by necessity necessarily, by design. I think he can move. I think he can roll out. I think he can throw rockets off the move. And I think his eyes and his feet will get a little bit better when asked to be on the move.
All right. Thank you, Rooster. We got to move on because there's been a trade. Mm. A trade has been announced. The Commanders have moved back into the first round. They have parted with the number 36 and number 40 overall picks. And let's just throw in a third rounder from 2025 to move up to number 16. So Eric Bickle back on the clock making the pick for the Commanders in the final pick of the Junkies 2024.
All right, conventional wisdom is here, go O-line, but I agree with you, O-line, boring.
I
don't even know some of these guys after the top two or three. I'd like to go receiver here.
Ooh,
but
I'd like for you to do that too.
But I don't necessarily love the group at this point. I think the best value is actually PFF has Cooper DeJean, the number one ranked corner over Keon Mitchell. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the pick is in, Cakes. We're going to take from Iowa. He's only 21 years old, 6'1". They say he could play outside, inside. He could play safety, explosive athlete. I'm going to draft the best corner in this draft, Cooper DeJean. DeJean, I don't even know how to say his name.
I'm going to guess it's DeJean.
It's DeJean.
Yep, out of Iowa. Usually they are a tight end factory, but he's a stud corner. He will go most likely in the first round. He went 16 in this draft.
You took the best.
Quan last year and took Forbes, and now you're going to take another corner.
I just think corner, we need help.
I mean, I'm not totally disagreeing with you.
They're saying he's explosive athletically.
Yes.
And I love that. So, and I like his size, and he's only 21. I think there's a lot of potential.
You forgot to mention who I picked last year in the mock draft.
Who did you select?
Oh, you took Paris Johnson.
Right. Paris Johnson of Ohio State. Yeah. He's with the Cardinals.
He is with the Cardinals.
I have no idea what kind of year he had. No idea.
I think he was decent.
Was he? Okay.
I'm just grasping. I really don't know.
Man, it's
offensive
hard
line
to grade offensive
line. Offensive linemen are boring. That's why I went
to
receiver.
They are boring. I'll so let somebody else.
I know you need to get them.
Who am I, Cakes Baldinger? I'm going to have offensive lineman breakdowns?
It's no fun. Trust me, when I said Joe Alt, I bit my tongue.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Hopefully it bled, too. All right, I'm sure JP will recap all of the picks at Junks Radio on Twitter. That is the conclusion of your 2024 Junkies NFL mock. You can call us now at 800-636-1067. You can get lined up for Caps Trivia Reloaded. Answer one trivia question about the Caps, and you win tickets to the Caps playoff game tomorrow night at Capital One Arena. So call now.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Time for Caps Trivia Reloaded. At stake, a pair of tickets to go see the Caps take on the Rangers tomorrow night at Capital One Arena. Limited tickets on sale right now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com. The rules. Answer a question correctly, you win. It's that simple. It actually couldn't be any easier. That's the way it works. All right, who's up first? Who's our first contestant?
All right, let's go to Bill, Southern Maryland. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how are you?
Hello,
hey,
Bill. Good. Bill, if you can name this player, you're going to the Caps game tomorrow, gratis, courtesy of the Caps and the Junks. You ready?
Yes.
He started the first two games of the series versus Columbus in 2018 before being replaced by Braden Holtby in net. Name him and you win.
Oh, goodness. Was that Neibauer?
What did he say?
Who was?
What was it again?
Neibauer?
Sorry, that's incorrect. That's not correct. I think he had the right intentions,
oh my
but
God.
Incorrect.
No, but it's not close enough.
It's not. Yeah, you can't give it to him.
Let's go to John Fairfax.
John, how are you doing?
John, same question. He started the first two games of the series against the Blue Jackets in 2018 before being replaced by Braden Holtby.
Oh, we're going to go...
Is this that difficult? Is this a hard question?
If you don't know it,
he's arguing. For him, it is. All right, you know what? I'm gonna dumb it down. I'm gonna make it easier.
Let's go to Keith and Laurel. Keith will know it. Keith is all knowing. He will know this.
Same question.
Tell him Grubauer.
No, I said I was gonna switch up the question, but he should know this. He should know this question.
All right.
He just hoard you.
Yep.
He scored the game-winning goal against Pittsburgh to clinch the Caps' trip to the Eastern Conference Final in 2018. Name that player.
The guy did his foot up in the air, Cousy.
Cousy. He wins.
Oh, there you go.
He wins. Congrats. He got it. He earned it. Give it to him. He's a prize thing, but he earned it.
I told you he'd get it.
He gets a pair of tickets to the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. It is Friday at Capital One Arena. Limited tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com. He actually got both. He got Grubauer and he got Cousy.
Right.
He earned it. He earned it. Congrats. Have fun.
Stay on old buddy.
Good for you.
It's trifling. He won them on Tuesday. Monday.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
You know what? His voice did sound familiar.
He's loyal.
He's definitely loyal. If he was on the PGA Tour, they would have stroked him a check for $50 million.
Right. The guy's on there, so I'm going to go to him. You know what I mean? I can't remember who won when.
I mean, the other guys had an opportunity. He wasn't like he was the first guy to call in.
Right.
Well, it's not our problem. Promotions can deal with it.
Yeah. Not my problem either.
I had down, what number did Dino Cicerelli wear for the Caps? I mean, there's no chance people are going to pull that.
8.
Hold on.
No.
Hold on.
Incorrect.
Dino Cicerelli.
Let's see if you can pull it.
I mean, how would you?
22?
Double deuce. Look at you.
How'd you get that?
Caps guy.
You saw that?
Said, give me tickets.
Caps guy right
You
there.
Saw that in your head?
I just remember.
I'm pretty sure. I'm almost positive you won that Monday.
Can you pull this one, Jason? What number did legendary defenseman for the Capitals, Scott Stevens, wear? I'll even give you a hint. Do you want a hint? You look like you're confident.
I think I know it.
It's a single digit.
6.
3 ball.
Damn it.
3.
I knew it was single digit.
Just ask him. If he won, he'll be honest. If he won again on Monday, we'll give it to somebody else. Who cares?
Controversy's swirling.
Yeah, we're just giving them.
Well, they have to
anyway.
Work. They, it's their problem.
I didn't know the Caps giveaways were gonna be so rife with controversy today. There's controversy all over the place.
What other controversy was there?
Well, the whole the actual kerfuffle game. About the game we were gonna play, and there was weirdness about it. That's all.
All right.
By the way, speaking of numbers,
yep.
We wanted to bring up something very cool that we learned about just recently. That the Commanders are set to retire Daryl Green's number 28.
Cool. That number
very
I know.
Cool. Well deserved.
It's never going to be worn again.
Should have happened a long time ago.
Yeah, so that's very cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they surprised him with the whole deal. Like, I haven't watched the entire video, but mm-hmm. they brought him in to do what he thought was like a promotional piece, like commercial type shoot.
Right.
And he's reading from a prompter.
Right.
And they surprised him with the fact that his number is going to be retired.
Right. Very
which is
cool.
Well beyond deserved by him.
Everything now is a surprise moment that they could put on YouTube.
That is correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's great. Well deserved. Daryl Green, obviously one of the all time greats on the Mount Rushmore of all time skins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think his face has to go up there.
It has to.
Him, Gibbs.
Putting Gibbs. Okay.
I mean, if you're just doing like
Sonny.
Sonny.
You're going to run out of room.
Riggo?
I got to put Riggo.
Joe T is on the Mount Nubmore.
Joe T
doesn't make the cut.
He'd be sitting on somebody's lap. Yeah. He should be there.
He'd be there for the
Joe T's my guy.
For the ribbon cutting. If they do that for a big monument.
I'm a huge Joe T.
Art Monk.
Sure. Art Monk, yeah.
Yeah, Monk.
Outside looking in.
Yeah.
Only so many spots.
I'm being honest with you. Art was always just boring.
It's a storied franchise.
He didn't have the charisma for. I mean, he's a great player, but I need a little more.
He
charisma.
Didn't have enough.
I need more Riz. I need more
kids
Riz.
Like to say.
He don't have the Riz.
I have a hard time saying Riz unless I'm talking about Rizzo coming on the show.
It's getting easier for me to say it. Cakes.
Too old to say Riz. Yeah. I think
I'm getting used
too
to it.
Mr. Bickle. TikTok. Too old to say Riz.
I'm getting ready to place a $70 wager
that it's going
to
be Drake May
is selected.
If it's Drake May, I'm convinced. You have an intel that you're not telling us about.
It'll pay me $455.
Ooh, I like
swear
that.
On your
my daughter. Swear on Damatha.
Well, I know you don't care about that. Do you swear
yeah,
on
I do.
Your daughter?
When I say one swear Damatha. On Damatha, I don't lie.
Do you swear on your daughters? You yes. have no intel.
Yes.
All right.
Do not
it's not
forget.
Like it's a reach. It's either going to be
kind of a reach
Drake
at this
May
point. No, it's kind of a reach at this point because it's almost unanimous that everyone just assumes it's going to be Jaden.
Don't forget also.
Do you like that bet? 70, pay 455.
I do like it.
Definitely. I wouldn't put that much. I'm too cheap.
You can hear every Commander's pick in the 2024 NFL Draft exclusively on the Team 980. Grant and Danny are hosting a draft show simulcast on both stations tonight. That's live from Dudley's in Shirlington. Then Linnell is on afterwards until midnight for all of your NFL Draft coverage. We made it.
It took me like 10 minutes, but I did put all of our mock draft picks at Junks Radio on Twitter so you know who made the selection for what team and who was selected.
I mean, can you call your guy from the Vikings and tell him about my personnel chops? I just let Michael Penix fall into my lap at number 11.
You did.
No picks given up. Didn't have to give up future capital. I just watched that dumb AWOD draft. J.J. McCarthy at 5, and I said, well, I'm going to get my guy here. So please send the.
Are you
kind
of psyched to look inside the war room? You know when they show the war room to
like
see
them.
Who's over there. I mean, I guess they got the assistant GM now.
Do you think they'll be
Peters.
All dressed up? You think they'll be casual?
No, they'll be dressed up.
Dressed up.
Adam Peters suit.
Will they do the over guy. The
you
top?
Don't think he'll be in like sweats.
Will they
no
do
chance.
The over
no.
the top high fiving?
Zero chance.
You're a people reader. What team did the over the top high fiving last year?
I think was it Dallas.
That was the Lions. The Lions was nutty.
Jameer Gibbs, who was silly.
No, they're going to be very calm because they know it. I mean. It's not to get whoever they want.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, we got to get out of here. Enjoy the rest of the NFL draft coverage here on The Fan and the Team 980 as well. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.